You're listening to SBS News.
On Monday night, Capitol Hill was lit up in blue and yellow, projecting the Ukrainian flag in solidarity. But the Prime Minister today offered more than a symbol, Scott Morrison drastically ramping up military support to Ukraine.
We will be answering the call from President Zelensky. President Zelensky said, "Don't give me a ride, give me ammunition." And that's exactly what the Australian government has agreed to do.
The government is committing $70 million towards military equipment, sourced and supplied through NATO.
We're talking missiles, we're talking ammunition, we're talking supporting them in their defence of their own homeland in Ukraine. And we'll be doing that in partnership with NATO.
But the Prime Minister was tight-lipped on the details.
I'm not going to go into the specifics of that because I don't plan to give the Russian government a heads up about what's coming their way. But I can assure them it's coming your way.
A further $35 million will go to the nation in humanitarian aid, including food and shelter, set aside for those fleeing the conflict. Visas for Ukrainians seeking refuge in Australia will be given top priority, with about 100 applications being received a day. Despite warnings that the international support is only fueling the fire in the Putin regime, the Prime Minister was escalating his language.
They have self-selected themselves as a pariah state, and that's how they should be known all around the world, and no one should have anything to do with them, frankly.
Defence Minister Peter Dutton also conceding the rise of autocratic states like Russia poses a real risk closer to home.
There are legitimate concerns in Europe that they don't know what is next, and there's great uncertainty here in the Indo-Pacific as well, and that is why it is incredibly important for countries to stand up for the rule of law, for our democracy.
The Prime Minister has again warned against Australians going over to fight in Ukraine.
The legal position, at best, is unclear. You know, others have described those sorts of things as suicide missions, and that's not an unreasonable assessment.
Ukrainian diplomatic head of mission in Australia, Volodymyr Shelkivsky, says a legitimate foreign legion has just been set up to allow overseas fighters. But Mr. Shelkivsky is still cautious.
We already have in place foreign legion in Ukraine. It's kind of brand new. We would welcome them. But we for sure would like to avoid situation when they help us and get back and have troubles.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is telling Australians to listen to the officials.
The travel advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is to not travel to Ukraine. We'd urge everyone, as we always do, to heed that advice.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.